Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., it's Betty Jo. And coming up Tuesday, the 27th, she'll have critics Mac Bates and Jeff Roberts discussing the latest Oscar nominations as well as predicting the winners. Don't want to miss that. It's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays at 4. Okay. All righty. How shall we begin? Great fun at the Friars Club last night. Always, always fun. Oh, yeah. Now you can see Cake, a Love Story on Amazon Prime. Terrific news, isn't it? Oh, boy. What's going to go on? Let's do a little rainy day song. Here we go. By Jane Aquilina.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Is what she said to me. Que sera? Sarah. Whatever is gonna be, it's gonna be, oh, you know it's gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. Just say, que sera, que sera. Oh, just say, oh, que sera. When I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead, will we have rainbows? Today is what my sweetheart said. Today, Sarah. Just not ours.
comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think. Not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-A-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-A-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? You have a support group. Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
Back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting. In both corners, the Goon!
Yes, sir. Yes, Master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagoon.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified 11th hammock. I'll say it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan. I'll thump you in a minute. I'll step on your foot, boy. At the time. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something strapped to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you,
sir. Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said,
report at once to MI5.
The letter was written. The letter was written in a disguised voice. Hurriedly stepping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a job.
There you go.
Somebody open a window.
This was the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Gridpipe Thin. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pimples.
Now, Captain Seagull.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Well, I don't know, then. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's a dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks?
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does this mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
Tea? For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ging tong in lapo.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes. I'm sorry, I have a yes, sir. Yes. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
I have a woman who does for me.
Hello, sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did, you did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair. This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X, how do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait! That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I've got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. Yeah. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called, If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over You.
Oh, hush. Hey, anything when you can't think of the words? Stand there, do it again. This is all extra stuff.
Right. I've got it, Seagoon.
See a doctor. Is that right?
It's the old ones that are going down tonight.
I see.
Yes, yes. I've got it, Doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, exactly, and exactly, and in that order. Seagoon, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you know?
Boy, boy, boy. No, I'm boy. How are you, dude?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Yep. How's your old dad? And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
It's known as an in joke.
Yes, yes, it's an out joke.
Not going very deep, boy.
Yes, yes.
How's your old dad?
My old dad's very well, to be sure.
Good, good, good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Fine, they're both okay?
Yep, yep.
Yes. Both our old dads are okay?
Yes.
Good, good.
Brigadier, this man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, it ain't looks to count. It's what you got up here that matters.
What have you got up there?
Nothing. I see, look here. How is your old dad getting on then?
I don't see what my old dad's health has got to
well,
do with
you. Well, I'm glad you're on me, Mr.
Gentlemen, gentlemen.
Arguing.
The argument, please. Gentlemen, I've just been on the pornograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
Have fun at it.
Oh, miles.
Uh-oh. Let's go.
Ah! This is the house. And I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
Did you get a name like that?
Hey, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Krantz.
Oh!
It's me.
You idiot.
Idiot.
Mr. Krantz, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key is gone. I don't...
Curse, the door's locked.
Yes. Try the window. That's open.
The window's locked as well.
It's open, I
think. It's locked, I tell you. Come out and see for yourself.
All right, sir. Let me try it. Yes, the window is locked. Yes. What a state of affairs. And what with the door and the window?
Look, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo! Yes.
That was a good
idea. Now, little Danny Rosner.
Find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's brain in Hellcats of the Navy, some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me, that quick, light footstep. I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And now Sketches, the girl group. I love this girl group.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. And the third rule of Fight Club is on Tuesday nights we have sushi.
Yeah, well, so it's my babe.
Huh?
Yeah, you want to go?
So it's my babe.
Well, Sarah, I think you've thrown a little bit of weight, muffin top.
Oh, damn, Jason. Oh, you son of a bitch to me.
Stop
it. Oh, stop it. Can you stop it?
My extension!
Yeah, did you see my pic on Insta? I know, hashtag Fight Club, hashtag badass. Yeah, your tote's coming next week. We're going to do sushi.
Okay, that was fun. Let's go out on a little Nancy Lombardo, why don't we? Just a little improvisational singing. Thank you for tuning in. And that's Chris McGinnis, a 12-year-old at the piano in this next bit. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Okay, here we go. Let's have some fun.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent.
Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong. My message for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dolphin. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo, and what's the buzz and why? All right. Have a good day.